Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Holiday season. Yo.
Yo. I think we got your attention by there, right?
Holiday season.
Nicki Minaj, DJ Holiday.
On the plane with the wine, you could call me Whitley, I go to hell, man. Listen, I'm the baddest in the school, the baddest in the game. Excuse me, honey, but nobody's in my lane. When you was in New York, you was fucking a Yankee. I was fucking with Bass, I was pitching to Frankie. These bitches so cranky, give them a hanky. My mommy, I'm cold, give me my blankie. Flyer than the kite, I get higher than Rapunzel. Keep the snow white, I could buy it by the bundle. Fuck your cookies up before they crumble. Don't be acting like the Cardinals are gon' fumble. Cause I'm a stealer. Shit out the dealer, all the dope boys gon' feel her. Blow so sick, I need a healer. Fuck this my Mac concealer. I be out in Queens, I'm like, what? We but wheelers, I'm a big deal. That's why I get more head than a pigtail. Put the bench, I'm getting the munchies. I think I have a rap bitch for my entree. If you think your nigga spits, bitch, shame my shoes. You know I keep a bad bitch, let me stain your boobs. I'm the only thing hopping like a kangaroo. I mean the only thing popping like a can of brew. Listen, you should buy a 16 cause I write it good. The 808, woof, woof, cause I write it good. And bitches can't funny men cause I write it good. I'm no wolf, where is that I write it hard. I can see an itty bitty piggy in the market. Get that bitch a quarter in a cup till the pocket. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field, I let Asamaya bake them. And if you see an itty bitty piggy in the market, get that bitch a quarter in a cup till I park it. I don't fuck with pigs like Assalamu Alaikum. I put them in the field and I let Asamaya bake them. It's like I just single-handedly annihilated, you know, every rap bitch in the building. Like, I'm Nicki Minaj, Nicki Lewinsky, Nicki the Ninja, Nicki the Boss, Nicki the Harajuku Barbie. Like, I mean, I don't even know why you girls bother at this point. Like, up, it's me. I win. You lose. I'm a bad bitch.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick. Okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bitch. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new Talk with Turk. Power 109 Radio.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
K kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone by being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch underscore.
Is one of my favorite singers, and I'm not just saying that because he's sitting here. Because this just—he's one of the illest, y'all. One of the illest. He does like sicker shit, dude. He does sicker, like more intricate. The things he does is very his own thing, very original. You're just mad because you can't do what he's doing. He's a genius, yo. A straight up genius.
All right, welcome back to my listeners that are still tuned in. I am excited right now because I have the pleasure and the honor to introduce and interview someone that I love and have been fully supporting since the beginning of his career. He is a multi-platinum selling artist, four-time Grammy-nominated international artist, engineer, producer, and singer-songwriter. He has worked with the likes of your faves, and is your favorite singer. As seen on WeTV and BT, I want to give a warm welcome to Mr. Tyon T.C. Christian. Welcome, T.C.
What's going on?
How are you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm just living right now. I'm so happy with everything that's going on. So I'm just chilling, man. I'm happy to be on here with you and talk with you.
Amen. I want to just express my gratitude to you because I'm just grateful that you are doing this with me. I am grateful for the opportunity. So I will always be indebted to you. I really do appreciate you for doing this for me. And I'm ready to have a good time with you today and talk about some great things. How's everything been for you throughout COVID? I know that's been a tough time for a lot of people. What about yourself?
Well, first off, I want to thank you for supporting me for such a long time. So, you know, I felt like, man, you know, I'm just going to show some love right back to you because you always like show me love and I've always noticed it. So this is nothing to just like do this for you, man. But COVID was a crazy time because a lot of people don't know that I take care of my grandmother also. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't able to do anything. I released an album. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do like get togethers like I usually do with my fans and have like listening parties and listening mm-hmm. sessions and play the songs. So, you know, everything was just virtually done. And I hated that I didn't connect with a lot of people like I did, you know.
Of course. Now, you did mention your debut album, Rain. It released last year in 2020. First off, congratulations. And anybody who said, of course, and anybody who said R&B is dead lied because it's complete art. So how does that feel for you, your first album?
Man, I was so nervous about it because to be honest with you, I put it together in like a week. Mm. And I honestly sit on songs. I like create songs and then I'll be like, oh, I'm gonna put it out. And then I get kind of discouraged sometimes. And then I'm just like, I'm not gonna put it out. Or, you know what I'm saying? I just be kind of in my own mind. You know what I'm saying?
But exactly.
I kind of feel like, you know, when you overthink stuff and, you know, you question yourself a lot, you tend to procrastinate. And, you know, the time that we're living these days, like, you really don't have time to procrastinate on anything that you want. You just got to really go for it. So it was just like, what? I'm going to just do it, you know? And I think because I've been online for so long since middle school, to be honest with you, like,
same,
you know, like, it shouldn't have took me this long to have my first album, but I'm actually happy that, you know, and it did good. Like, I was so shocked that it was like number 6 or 7 on iTunes R&B mm-hmm. chart. So it was like, wow.
Well, that's funny that you mentioned it. Of course, we all get discouraged sometimes. You know, it took me 12 years to finally get my podcast up and running off the ground. So, of course, we always have to stay inspired. Now, in terms of inspiration, what was your inspiration for this album? My favorite songs is Rain, of course, and Halfway Out. I don't know what you did, and I don't know what you were thinking when you were recording those songs, but let me tell you something, Tyon, like, you are just amazing. I'm going to tell you this throughout the whole interview, but what was your inspiration for the album?
I think that because I'm such a internal person, like, I don't really discuss a lot of things that I go through with people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have, like, super close friends that I, you know, convey certain things to. But as far as, like, my emotions and, you know, my sensitivity with certain things, right, I really don't have an outlet for that. And mm-hmm. for me, music has always been that saving grace for me, because I'm a person that kind of bottles everything in, and then mm-hmm. you know, you start going through the whole depression, and
right,
you know, you go through all of these crazy situations and scenarios in your mind. And mm-hmm. I've always been like a super advocate about you know, depression and suicide and
different
stuff like that, because I know what it feels like. And I think for me, music has always been therapeutic for me to let a lot of my feelings out when I'm not able to, like, really talk about it with other people, you know?
Right. And see, mental health is very, very important. I also see a therapist, and one thing he tells me is, you know, when you are feeling down and out, you can always suppress that mood, and you can go listen to your favorite music and your favorite artists, things of that nature. So, speaking of inspirations, who are some of your inspirations that led you to become who you are today? Who do you go and listen to and just vibe out with?
I mean, ever since I was younger, like, the person that I say that I wanted to have a voice like was always Whitney. Mm-hmm. Whitney was like that one person I felt like, man, every time I listened to her, chills, whether it's live or in the studio, you just always had chills. And I always said to myself, like, I want to have a voice to where when people hear me, they can feel me. I can give them chills. They can understand where I'm coming from. Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like that's how I'm able to emote and, like, really convey a message through song, is just from watching how she, you know, attacked a lot of things. Other people like Brandy, Michael Jackson, Beyonce, Destiny's Child, like, even with just arrangements, like, you mm-hmm. know, a lot of people don't give Janet a lot of credit for a lot of the things that she does, but, like,
thank
her
you
and
for
Michael,
saying that.
Their arrangements is, like, top crazy tier. Like, I used to listen to them as a child, too, and I think that's what inspired me to, like, be, like, super harmonious, like, you know, create harmonies and different stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, like, when Brandy came out with, like, Full Moon, it's like, oh, ooh, shoot. And actually, before Full Moon, for me, it was Butterfly, Michael Jackson's Butterfly, which Dark Child did that, too. And his Invincible album, actually, not Butterfly, but Invincible. It's, like, the production is just, it's just crazy, you know what I'm saying? And I mm-hmm. think, like, I've always had that ear for, you know, like, harmonies, different stuff. Even Shantae Moore, like, you know, Shantae is an artist in herself, but she used to do a lot of background singing on records mm-hmm. for a lot of artists, you know?
And she doesn't get
and
a
her
lot
ear
of
is crazy
credit.
Yeah, you know, like, I'm just a vocal person. I used to listen to Mariah, Celine Dion. I used to love power ballads. So, yeah, I think that's, like, why I use my range also, too, like, mm-hmm. going up there and not just, like, super low and, you know, all that stuff.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
But I try to use every part of my vocal and my range, you know, so.
Well, it's definitely there because I always tell my friends, like, when I listen to TC, like, he's just the male version of so many people. It's so crazy. Like, you can hear the influence. And I always tell people, you are the male Brandy, or vice versa. Or she might be the female TC, you know, because I know you guys have worked a lot. So, you know, I always tell people that the harmonies that you laid down in the beginning of Rain were just impeccable.
Well, I believe myself that I am a melting pot of, like, so many great people, like Brandy, like Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. You hear Beyonce inflections, and then you'll also hear, you might hear a little Whitney come out. You know what I'm saying?
Don't do that.
It's like, you just never know, you know what I mean? So I definitely have taken from, like, so many great people, you know? So,
right.
You know, now, shout out to them.
Shout out to all of them. Now, what age did you notice that you had some type of talent, and how did you begin expressing that talent? I know that you were in the church a little bit, of course.
Yeah, I grew up Baptist, you know what I'm saying? We did the hymns and stuff. We
King Baptist.
Acapella and stuff. Yeah, it was very straight to the point, you know?
Okay.
But because I grew up in Kentucky, my taste has always been, like, kind of diverse. I grew up, like, on pop and country. Mm-hmm. You know, Reba McEntire and, you know, Leanne Rimes and, you know, Garth Brooks and different right. people like that. Like, it wasn't just, like, R&B for me, because I grew up in a multicultural kind of situation, you know?
Right, right.
And so, I don't know. I think, not to go too far off the topic, but okay. I don't think that it was something that I realized. I think it was something that I was just born with, mm-hmm. because my family always said before I was talking, I was singing. So just imagine right. a baby, like, singing melodies but not saying a word, you know? So
I always knew
music was a part of, like, my calling.
Now, I listen to the Clark Sisters a lot. They have a song called Instrument. Now, I like mm-hmm. to describe your voice as, like, a complete instrument. It has its mind of its own, has its own type of power. How did you get your voice to the perfection that it is now? You might not think it's perfection because, you know, of course, we all have our own insecurities, but
for me. Well, I think for me, because, like, if anybody that has been following me since, like, MySpace and the SoundClick era, mm-hmm. They know that I was recording a lot of my stuff on a desktop computer with a headset mic, you know,
right?
Like, no effects, and just, like, really singing everything and stacking my vocals and just, like, with no effects. So I think, like, me doing it so much, it kind of, like, fine-tuned my ear to where it's, yeah. like, when I go into studios now, like, I'm just doing things in, like, one take and just, like,
wow.
Okay, next, okay, you know, and even being out here in Korea, like, they're just, like, it's funny, like, when I record with people and they're just, like, wow, you're so fast, like,
yeah,
you know, because I did a song yesterday and we had finished in, like, an hour, and mm-hmm. I had wrote it and sung it and arranged it and all of that in an hour, and they was just, like,
talent.
What the hell? Like, whoa, like, that's crazy. So, you know, I think because of those humble beginnings and just, like, learning how to record myself and mm-hmm. how to stack to myself and just, I mean, I go back from the days when you had a cassette tape player and you had the right side ear of your headphones and you was recording on the cassette tape, and mm-hmm. then you switch the cassette tapes and then you play the one and you start harmonizing with it on the other cassette tapes, and then you switch it again and then you put the third harmony on the cassette, like,
old track.
That's where I old started school. So harmonies have always been, like, a part of, like, who I am. That's, like, when I was 9, 10 years old. So I was doing it myself. So I've always recorded myself, like, secretly, because I was kind of scared to sing in front of people because my voice was so high. So
right.
was, like, yeah, so scared.
Well, speaking of work, of course, a real fan knows that some of the artists you have worked with, including Keisha Cole, Brandy, Tamar Braxton, my fave. I love her so fucking much. Tell her I love her. And many more, but how did those opportunities happen for you?
It's crazy. Well, the first person that I worked with out of those people was, of course, Brandy. I was, as you know, recording stuff on my desktop, and one of the songs that I did, it got placed on this group called Menudo. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anybody remembers, but MTV did like a making of the band, and they took Latin singers and remade the group Menudo, which okay. Ricky Martin was a part of. And so mm-hmm. that was like my first time like shooting for reality TV, is actually recording them in the studio, recording my song. Oh, and wow. The people that signed them was this guy named Brandon Creed. And I remember like leaving the session, we recorded the song, and Brandon was taking me to my hotel, you know, to pack my stuff because I was flying to Atlanta. He's like, oh, so you're not going back home, you're going to Atlanta, what you doing in Atlanta? I was like, man, I'm, you know, just gonna be recording, you know, I really want to try to get on this this Brandy album. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Brandy? I'm like, yeah. So he was like, you like Brandy? I said, I love Brandy. He was like, I just signed Brandy. Whoa. And I'm like, huh? He's like, no, I literally just signed Brandy to Epic. So it was his, you know, it was his artist. And mm-hmm. that's how, you know, the Brandy situation came about. Acapella Something's Missing. Shout out to Brandon Creed. And let me see.
Tamar.
I think after that was, it was Tamar. Tamar and Keisha was around the same time.
Okay.
I signed my deal with Sony, and my point person was like, who are the people that you want to work with? And I was like, you know, I really want to work with Tamar. And he was like, you talking about Toni Braxton's sister? I'm like, yeah, Toni's sister. And he was like, she's not signed. I was like, I mean, what? I don't care. I don't mind, you know, working with her. Like, that's somebody that I want to work with. And, of course, I had a list of other people, but he was like, all right. He was like, I'll reach out to Vince and, you know, make it happen. But just remember, this does not go towards your MDRC. Because, you know, when you're in a publishing deal, it's kind of like the only thing that counts towards, like, you getting out of your situation or commitments is if the artist is signed. So mm-hmm. if an artist comes out that's not signed and is independent, like, they'll collect the money, but it doesn't count towards like your song commitment that you have with the actual publishing deal, basically. So it was really just me going out of faith and believing like, she's just amazing, I just want to work with her. And that was just that. I didn't care that it didn't, but you know, the way God had it.
Okay, amen.
She ended up getting signed to Epic. And, you know, those songs counted towards my commitment. And, you period. Know, that was a good, what, 7-8 songs on that album, the Love and War album. So, you know, that's how that happened with her. And then ooh. Keisha Cole, I'm very close friends with Elijah Blake. I call him Red. He's amazing. He was like, yo, T, you in L.A.? I'm like, yeah. He was like, come to the studio. I'm with Keisha. And I'm like, ooh. All right, cool. And so I get to the studio. And so he's like, yo, Keisha, this is TC. This is, you know, who I was telling you about or whatever. And so she was like, oh, nice to meet you, T. And so he was like, actually, you know that song that you love by Brandy, Wish Your Love Away? Mm-hmm. He wrote that.
She was my like, God.
You wrote that record? That is my favorite Brandy record.
Mine too.
Like, yeah. Yeah. So I was like, I'm like, thank you. I appreciate that. So he was like, yo, T, can you lay these background vocals like on this song? And she was like, wait, can you sound like a girl? So I was like, I'll make sure I blend with you good. And so she was like, all right. And he was like, Keisha, don't worry about it. Just let him go in there and do him.
Okay.
So I was just knocking out the harmonies. Boom, 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 boom.
Bam.
I came out and she looked at me and she was like, okay.
Was she a little ratchet like people say she is? Like when you were
She's super, no, she's like super sweet though. And one thing I will say about her is that like, if she rock with you, she really rocks with you. And you know, like, you can really tell that she's just a sweet person that she loves. And, you know, people has done her just like crazy. Mm-hmm. So she probably has like trust issues, and which is why people be like, oh, she ratchet. But she's really not. She's just like, she's sensitive, just like a lot of artists are, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's entitled to that. But she's like a super sweet person, though. Like a super sweet person.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah. And what song did you work on with Keisha exactly again?
It was Wonderland. I did backgrounds on Wonderland. And then
an album, too.
Yeah, Woman to Woman. But I ended up being at Rodney's studio. I was working with Rodney. I was walking out the studio, and Keisha was coming out the main room with Rodney. And she said, Rodney, you know TC? He can sing his butt off. Yo, that record we just did, can TC go in there and do the backgrounds on her? And so he was like, I mean, TC, you want to do the backgrounds on her? I was like, I mean, that's cool. She was like, I'll be back in like an hour.
That's right, Keisha.
I went in, laid all the backgrounds on the song. She came in and she was like, damn, you done? Like, right. Yeah, I'm done. So she heard it, and that's what we have, Stubborn. And so, like, all the backgrounds, she kept all the backgrounds, like, being Work me. Teacher. And what I really loved about her is that she's an artist that every time that I've worked with her, she was always willing to come out of her pocket to pay me. But I'm like, no, I'm good. Like, I got you. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But just for an artist to be that humble and be like, look, I'm going to go in my motherfucking purse to make sure you paid because you did this for me as a solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's right. The kind of person that she is, because not everybody is like that. Mm-mm, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And she handles her business. She made sure my name was in the credits for backgrounds. Like,
sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Know I body you, sis. Old nigga hit me and I said, new body, who this? No man can curse ever. What's done in the dark, come to light, light. Who God bless, no man can curse ever. It all backfires, that's worth, 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 worth. Bless, 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 oh yes, I confess. Got a itty bitty diamond studded S on my chest. Told them I'm retiring, now they say you back. Now I got a new body, Nino, a new Jack. Got rid of all my X-Men, Halle Berry, Hugh Jack. Since I came in the game, pink is the new.
it like an earring with the screw back. Cause even if I leave, we still got memories. They can't erase or replace me. See, see my enemies.
Can't wait to see nobody. Don't be acting like you don't know nobody. Nobody count on your nobody. I'll be the first one at your nobody. Whoa.
Around like she's
a real one.
She was real. Yeah, she's a real one. And then, you know, she called me a couple more times to, you know, do backgrounds and stuff like that. And I just do it for the love because, like, not too many people treat you like that in the industry. And not too many people want to put your name for stuff that you actually do. You know what I mean? So,
of course,
they, you know, like, I'll appreciate her. Listen.
That's good. That's good. So now, out of them, were any of them your most memorable and favorite experience? Or is it somebody outside of them that you would say is your favorite experience working with the artist?
I think I have a lot of memorable experiences with all of them. Of course, more with Tamar because, like, we literally did all her albums. Like, I recorded them on my laptop. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
from Love and War to the Christmas album to...
Let's stop right there. That Christmas album, TC, you did not have to do that. And people need to stop sleeping on her Christmas album because... I sit it up there with Mariah's Christmas album every year. Like, I play those two Christmas albums back to back. Like, Tamar did the thing. Yes.
It's amazing. You know, the Christmas album and then Calling All Lovers and then the last one, Bluebird of Happiness. Like, I recorded all of those. I engineered those records. I'm singing backgrounds on almost every song. Like, I vocal produced them. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
right.
It's really... You really get the TC experience because, like, I recorded it. Like,
okay.
All of it. You know what I mean? So, those are, like, my babies. But just in the process, it's so many different moments, good and crazy and bad. But, you know, it's all for the betterment of, like, the good of the records. But also a great moment that I had was actually with J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
She was like one of the kindest people that I've worked with when it came to being in the studio. I didn't even know that she knew who I was like that. And I just remember Rodney texting me. I was like, yo, J-Lo was just at my house going in about you. I was like, huh?
What?
She was like, yo, this kid TC, like, he sounds amazing. Like, I'm about to bring him out here. Like, he gotta come out here, you know?
Period.
And so I ended up flying out to LA and I was working at her house for like a week. And I just remember like going in the booth and, you know, I was laying down some background vocals or whatever. And so when I came out, she was like, TC. And I looked around like, who are you? Like, you talking to me? Like, you talking to me? She's like, yes, how are you? It's nice to meet you. She was like, have you ate? I said, no, not yet. She was like, somebody needs to see this baby. What's going on? He need to have some food. And then she asked me to lay down some background vocals on like a couple songs that she had already recorded.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's just crazy. And we just had a great moment. Like, we literally talked about a lot of stuff. You know, she told me how great my voice was, and she honestly was like real with me. She was like, look, I know the songs that you wrote for me. She was like, I ain't gonna sing them like that. I'm just gonna tell you, but I'm gonna do me because I'm comfortable in who I am, and I, you know, I'm gonna sing it the way that I sing it.
Right.
But, you got a gift, and I'm just gonna let you know. You listen, can sing your butt off.
Shout out to J-Lo. Shout out to her. She has had an impeccable career herself, you know, from acting to music. She does it all. So shout out to J-Lo. Now, without giving any names, what is the most negative experience you've had working with the artist? Now, unless you want to give a name, you know, but, you know, I, for the safety of an artist or, you know, not start any drama out here.
Because, you know, they be so quick to cuss me out on the Instagram and the Twitter.
Okay.
If I tell the truth about anything. So I think like I'll give you a couple. One of the craziest experiences, I was working with this artist and they had another artist a girl group, and they were signed to, well, I ain't even gonna say that, but they were, you know, I was doing a lot of their vocal direction and stuff like that, and this artist became a little, I wouldn't say intimidated, but it was kind of like, I don't know. Long story short, I just remember it was like a studio full of artists, and I remember being at the board and me like vocal coaching, you know, the girl group, and they was just like talking like crazy to me like the whole time, and and I was just kind of like, what's going on? And keep in mind, I had just flown to Florida, you know, I wasn't even there to work with them, but the artist had called me. I was like, you know, TC, can you please come and vocal produce our single that we about to put out? We know like nobody's gonna make us sound the way that you do. And I was like, yeah, I don't mind, but you like, y'all gotta come pick me up from the airport, because I got other people that I'm supposed to be working with. Went there at the record plant, and then recorded all night with them, and they called me the next night like, oh, they want to make changes, and I'm like, well, I'm not really here for y'all, but I'll talk to the producers that flew me out, and if they cool with it, I'll come. And they was like, nah, TC, go ahead, do your thing. So I finished the song that I was working on, went back to the studio another night. Keep in mind, I have not been to my own hotel, you know, like I still have my bags with me, because that session, the first night, lasted all night, to the point where my session in the morning, I left that session to go to another session, and then they called, they called me like, yo, we need you back. So it's like literally 24 hours of like me working, going back and forth between, you know, sessions and studios, and having little naps in between. And so that night they decided to let me know how they feel, you know, in front of everybody in the room, and was like, don't you got hits? And I'm like, no, I don't have hits. And this is when I'm, you know, first starting out. And then it was like, okay. And then he was like, I mean, do you want me to leave the room? Because I mean, I can leave the room, but if I come back, you're gonna have to do this shit over again. And I'm looking like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I'm confused where the snapping is going on. But you know, people get a little liquor in their system, and then you know, people are kind of like, you know, because I don't drink, you know what I mean? So
exactly, me neither.
People act a little weird when they get a little, you know, liquor in their system. And I'm like one of those people that will walk out of a session if I feel like I'm being disrespected, because like I deserve to be treated with respect, because I treat everybody with respect when it comes to recording. And it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I'm not about to sit and let somebody like humiliate me in a room full of people. And so I got up and I told them, I said, you know, I appreciate you for the opportunity, and I think that you are amazing, but I'm gonna get my stuff and I'm gonna go, and y'all can record this on your own. So I got my bags and I left. I went to the front, told my peoples to come get me, session is over. Next thing I know, the artist comes in and has a gun. Decided to try to intimidate me with a gun. And I just looked at him and I was like, you know, you're crazy, right? I said, okay. And I walked right past him.
Period.
And my ride was there. And, you know, I got in the car. But that was probably one of the craziest experiences that I've ever had. I've had artists like be drunk also, and like kind of do the same thing, like yell at me while they're in front of people to kind of like make themselves look cool and
immature.
Yeah, and I'm just like trying to just get through it, and I'm biting my tongue and different stuff like that, to where I have a breaking point and be like, give me my drive. I'm about to leave. Period. And then it's like, it's always my fault when I decide to not, you know, be yelled at as if I'm getting paid on time. So, yeah. You know, if your checks ain't coming when it's supposed to and it's 5 months out and you still ain't paid me and you think that you're going to just like talk to me any kind of way, that's just not going to happen with me. And so, right. Yeah, it's this industry has a way of trying to break you down, you know.
Of course.
You know, I keep a strong face, but there's been times where I happens.
Right. And I understand, you know, that's very unfortunate. Now, the writing skills you possess are impeccable, like we were talking earlier. When did songwriting begin for you exactly?
I want to say like a year before I did Acapella Something's Missing for Brandy.
Okay. Now, speaking of songwriting, you worked on music with the incredible and late great LaShawn Daniels. How was that experience?
Well, I don't know if many people know, but LaShawn actually vocal produced my first record to ever come out, which was the Brandy Acapella Something's Missing. And so, you know, he had heard about me like before that because, you know, covers and stuff that I put online. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was a big supporter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if people remember me putting out mixtapes and stuff. You know, he did a video talking about, yo, shiz, T-Sizzle, he used to call me T-Sizzle. Yo, T-Sizzle, I'm so proud of you. They gonna wake up on you, fam, but you the one. Them vocals is crazy, you know?
Exactly, so, sound just like him.
Shizzle. So, but, yeah, T-Sizzle.
I've always enjoyed seeing you, him, and Tamar on TV, of course. Now, how did TV come about, and are you considering going back?
How did TV come about? Well, I've done a couple of shows. Like, I did The Sheards with Rodney and Kiara Sheard.
I watched
and
that.
And then, of course, the Menudo thing. And then a lot of people know me from the Braxtons, of course. Yes. But, you know, I think every situation that I've had when it came to TV, it just ended up happening. It wasn't like, oh, I want to do TV. Like, that's not something that just made me be like, oh, I want to be on TV and I want to do this. It just happened, you know?
Right.
And it just so happened that people love the dynamic and just like me being on there and how we interact with each other, me and Tamar. And, you know, it just ended up being a thing. But
right.
Yeah, I'm just myself, you know?
And I love that.
Yeah. No. But yeah, I mean, I love TV, but it ain't really, you know, I want to do voiceover work and I can act, you know, I'm an entertainment kid. Like I took theater, I've done a lot of things, so I definitely want to act, but you know, doing reality TV and like drama stuff, that's not something that I want to be a part of. I've had offers to be a part of certain shows, but my main thing was making sure that if I was going to do a show, it has to be positive with a positive message. And I don't want to be in a situation to where it's people kind of like trying to bring everybody down and be in a negative space, because that's just not something that I want to do.
Right. Now, speaking of the Braxtons, let's talk about my fave, Tamar. I love her so much. You've worked with her before, writing, producing, laying vocals, all of the above. Have you guys worked together recently? I would love to hear something soon. If so, you know.
No, I think that ship has sailed.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
But well, you know, I wish her the best. I'm sure she is out here killing it. But I.
Wow. No. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll leave it there. Love you, Tamar. Always will. But hey, do you still vocal produce at all? And if so, any notable girls?
Absolutely, I still vocal produce. I've been in a different market though now. Like I've been doing K-pop and recording for them, and it's been very crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like they still sell like physical albums. You know,
hell
like,
yeah,
the people in they America come out still, struggling too. to get 10,000, 20,000 copies sold, you know, and
right,
you know, people is over here is still selling hundreds and hundreds and sometimes millions of records. So, like, it's definitely been a crazy ride, and I've definitely sold more here than I did when I was in the States. So,
right,
I'm okay where I'm at.
Well, that's good, and I'm proud of you. So continue to do your thing with that. Now I'm a we're about to close it out a little bit. The last big thing I have been dying to ask you, you know, of course, we've loved that friendship and that relationship, working relationship between you and Brandy, and we know that you guys had something a few years ago. We won't get back into that, but have you guys talked, or are you guys working on anything either?
I've been so far removed from anybody in the United States, like, I've just been over it. But that's as good. Far as, like, me and Brandy, we actually talked, what, last year?
That's
and,
good.
And she called. We had some great words for each other. There were apologies that were made and, you know, accountability that was taken
right.
on, you know, both ends. And I think that we moved on in a great space. Like, I'm unblocked. She went in and unblocked me. So, you know.
Shout out to Brandy. Shout out to you, girl. And, you know.
So, she, you know, it's commendable. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, growth. You know, people don't want to stay in the same place. Like, I'm not mad about certain things. You know, I say what I say, and then I move on, you know. And it is what it is. But, you know, when you love somebody, you just always genuinely love them. And that's with Tamar, Brandy, or anybody that I grew up loving as a kid. Because, I mean, that's who I used to listen to when I was a child. So it's always love there.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, they're doing their thing and they're being successful in their own right. And I'm doing the same thing. So,
well, amen. Amen to that. I'm always still going to root for you to work with Monica. And I keep trying to tell her, she keep ignoring
you know,
me.
No, like, we actually be having, like, the last conversation we had in our Twitter DL was like, look, go on and look, listen, don't. Come on, stop playing.
She needs to stop playing.
Send them to my email. Send them to my email, you know. So, you know, we always talk about it, just never get. I'm going to have to pull it. You know how she pull up on me? I'm going to just pull up on her with the white sandals and sit outside on the curb by the studio and be like, Monica, come on, let's hear these records. You know what I'm saying? But nah, she cool.
What if she opened the door? She be like, don't come knocking at my door. I got company.
Right. And then I'm going to have to kick down the door and play the track.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's end it out by playing a short game called Sing a Song. I'm going to name an artist, and you just give us about 5 seconds of the first song
I hope I can think of these songs now. Some people,
anything.
I love these songs, but I don't be... No. Okay, 5 seconds.
Okay, let's go. Brandy.
Have you ever loved somebody so much it makes you cry?
Beyonce.
Baby, I love you. You are my life. My happiest moments weren't complete if you weren't by my side.
Mic drop. Mariah Carey.
Okay, hold on, wait. There's one song that I really, really love.
Okay, let's get it. Oh my god, I'm excited.
I'm trying to find the right part. It's when she goes, you're vanishing.
Oh my god,
so far away.
People don't know about that song.
Yeah.
Woo! People do not know about that song. Get Hip, y'all.
Love
Vanishing.
That song.
One of her first songs, actually, or if not the first. Was it the first? Or it was close
yes.
to. It was
I think that
like,
was the first album. That was the.
It was, yeah.
Yeah.
And let's leave it off with Tamar, of course.
The first song that ever comes to my mind when I think about her is Trying to find the right part.
Damn.
You can't stop pushing me away. I swear I wanna stay in this forever. Let me be clear, babe.
Oh,
I'll do whatever chose to follow.
Yes.
To keep the fight on the Oh. Yeah.
Woo.
That's like one of my favorite songs by her.
Mine too. Like Tate Bond, she plays more games either. Like,
she sings. I will say she's one of my favorite artists that I've ever worked with vocally, because it was like
Sounds like she listens too.
She does. We have a great chemistry. You know what I'm saying? We just have a great chemistry, and like I feel like nobody makes her sound the way that I do. I mean, amen. Even if it just is what it is, we just have a thing, you know what I'm saying?
Period.
And, she's amazing. Like, she, you know, I still think she's one of the best singers I've ever worked with. Her voice is amazing. It is what it is,
and people need to stop sleeping on her. And
they do.
I'm going to hope for that relationship to, you know, come back to life for another album at least, because I have to have it from you guys. Y'all just make, you know, angelic work. I put it like that. Speaking of, I'm going to go listen to it.
Me too. I put it in God's hands, and y'all do the same.
Now, this is going to conclude our interview. I want to thank you so much, TC, and continue to show my gratitude for you doing this for me. I really do appreciate it. I love you. I'm always going to look forward to anything you got going on in the future, and I'm going to speak nothing but positivity over you and anything you got going on. And I'm gonna go ahead and let you introduce one of your songs from your album. It can be any song. I'm gonna go ahead and play it for the people. And once again, thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. So just go on and kick it off with your favorite song, or one of your favorite songs from the album, Rain.
It's your boy Turk Bish here with Power 109 Radio. I'm here with Letticy. Shout out to Letticy.
Thanks for having me. Hey Turk, Power 109 Radio. I'm excited to be here.
Hey, I always listen.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
They say you don't know when you're losing a good thing till it's gone. And I sometimes think to myself, does she know?